Welcome once again. This is Elle at Iron Dove. It's another wonderful day to be alive, and I'm so happy and grateful to be able to share my thoughts with you today. Last week, I spoke about courage and the origins of the word and how our hearts are a guiding force, even though most people are taught to use intellect to make major decisions and choices in life. Listening to one's heart is really what people call intuition. It's a feeling as much as a knowing. When it's good, your heart feels light and love, joyful, peaceful. When it's not good, the heart sinks. Really, you can exchange the two words, heart and truth, one for the other. Heart equals truth, truth equals heart. Learning to listen to our heart is the first step to living the life of our dreams in truth to ourself. Now, you could choose to live your truth or not, but know this, your truth chooses you. You don't choose it. Your heart, your truth, will lead you to your destiny if you let it. The question is, will you choose to live your truth? Will you choose to flow with your destiny, or will you say no and fight yourself? The only one who can answer that question is you, if you have the courage. And again, if you listen to last week's podcast, that is to listen to your heart. Most of our daily experience tells us not to feel, not to allow emotions to get a hold of us. But think about this. The only one in your reality is you. You are the center of your universe. And when all is said and done, this is your journey. This story is about you. So choose wisely, my friend. Choose with a wise heart. Choose your truth by feeling how it feels. The way to choose your truth is to listen to your heart. You must listen to your heart because your head is too full of all the crap that other people put there from the time you were born, starting with your parents and relatives and moving on to some well-intentioned school teacher or religious leader, even the TV and radio programs, the nightly news, newspapers. They all have a spin, and that spin is not necessarily your spin. It's just a spin. Over the years, we get so bombarded with all the things that other people think we should do and be and accomplish and think. And at some point, most of us don't really know who we are or how we got where we are. All we know is that we wish for something else, some other kind of life, some other kind of job, some other kind of relationship, something kinder and gentler. The reason we need to go on vacation is because we need to vacate our own life. If you really love your life, every day is a vacation. I saw a really interesting clip today, part of an interview with David Crosby from back in 1969. What he said about the possibility of the current reality, that was the reality of 1969, which was our country at war with another country, a quagmire, not unlike where we are today in Afghanistan, or a utopian reality. And it was so poignant what he said. He said, on one side, you have a set of values that's doom, death, degradation, and despair being dealt out like cards off the bottom of the deck by a gray-faced man who hates you. And on the other side, you've got a girl running through a field of flowers, half naked and high and laughing in the sunshine. And you offer those two alternates to a child. And a child's too smart to make that mistake. It's not going to go for the gray-faced dude with the cards. Okay, so he was completely stoned and whatnot, but the truth is still there. The truth is that what would you choose? Would you choose anger and hatred and destruction? Or would you choose to run half naked in a field of flowers, sun shining down upon you, laughing and singing? It's not a difficult choice, and yet for most of us, it's impossible. We have been so conditioned to believe that anything that feels good and is easy is bad. It is bad for us, and for some unknown reason, it is a sin and should be rejected. The whole notion that God wants people to suffer is so incredibly stupid, so ridiculous, and counterproductive. Look at nature. Do you really think any animal on this planet would do anything that didn't feel good or in some way enrich their life? Not a chance. And yet, we do things all the time that don't feel good, that don't enrich our lives, or if they do enrich us, as in a lousy job, they steal our soul and take such a toll on our psyche that we are left less than just a shell taking up space. I struggle with the whole idea of intellect over emotion myself. There's a part of me that always feels first. Sometimes I meet someone and immediately feel creeped out, or immediately feel at ease and light, and it's great to be around them. But we, and I include me, are so totally conditioned not to trust our heart, not to listen to our truth. We know what feels right. We just know. But we put up barricades and we mark out territory with boundaries that say logic only here. Even though we know the truth, we feel it inside, we still don't listen. We don't listen because we're a little afraid to let people in. We can't let that person in because it means danger. It means making things personal. Perhaps it's this. When you have an open heart, when you live a sort of empathic existence, it can be very draining and exhausting. So in a way, it is dangerous. To allow the heart to be open is to be open to love. Now, this doesn't have to be romantic love, though it could be, but it could be any kind of love. It could be loving a particular hobby, loving something that you do, loving some place that you go or people that you're with. Friendship, kindness, compassion, any way that your heart is vulnerable. And it's vulnerable because there's a truth. There's some deep, real thing that really matters to you in there. Anything like that can be a source of joy or a source of pain. Alfred Lord Tennyson, in his poem In Memoriam, laments, "I hold it true, whate'er befall, I feel it when I sorrow most. 'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." And I think that's true when talking about listening to your heart. To love what you do in your truth, to live your life in truth, means to be open to love. And so the point here is, it's better to have loved, it's better to have lived your truth, and to have put it out there and done it and been the real authentic you, lived your heart, lived your truth, than to have never loved at all, than to have never lived your truth at all. To love yourself is to live your truth. So it's better to have loved yourself and lost than to never have loved at all, than to never have tried and lived that truth. I found an interesting little blurb written by some unknown source, but it's really poignant. And it says, "Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny." So the question is, can you handle the truth? You know, there's this line in the movie A Few Good Men, where Tom Cruise is talking to Jack Nicholson and he's grilling him in a courtroom. And he says,
"You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth."
So my question to you is, can you handle the truth? Can you handle your truth? I'm determined to listen to my heart, to my truth. And I hope that you'll listen to yours. There's this beautiful book, To Bless the Space Between Us, by John O'Donohue. And in it, he says so eloquently, "When a great moment knocks on the door of your life, its sound is often no louder than the beating of your heart. And it's very easy to miss." Beautiful, isn't it? So I ask you to listen carefully. Listen carefully to the beating of your heart. Listen carefully to the sound, the voice that's in your heart, because therein lies your truth. So wake up each morning and embrace the adventure of life. Each new day is a chance to live your truth. I wish you a beautiful weekend. Until next Friday, with peace, love, and freedom, this is Elle at Iron Dove. signing out.